have here. Uh-huh. Call for sensible ambulance use. People in London are being urged to use the ambulance service responsibly after research revealed widespread misunderstanding of when to access emergency medical services. A survey commissioned by the London Ambulance Service found that 2/3 of respondents believe that a patient arriving in an ambulance gets priority treatment. Hogwash, apparently. 30% said they'd call an ambulance if they were unable to get a doctor's appointment for a few days. 40% of people said they would call an ambulance if they had trouble reaching their general practitioner. Well, the London Ambulance Service is launching a publicity campaign to encourage more sensible use of the ambulance service. The radio campaign is using reenactments of inappropriate real-life calls to illustrate how the ambulance service can be misused. Among them are a girl with ill-fitting teeth braces, a man with hiccups, and a woman unable to contact her son because he's at the pub. Ambulance Chief Executive Pete Bradley says continuing misuse of the ambulance service should be a concern to everyone who works and lives in London. It's clear, he says, that some people who call don't really want an ambulance, don't need an ambulance. They're only after advice half the time. But these inquiries clog up the call-taking system and can prevent other people from getting through immediately. Arriving in an ambulance will not take a person to the front of a line in a busy accident and emergency department, and people in need of medical advice or treatment can get that from a pharmacist and should not be calling an ambulance. This story reminds me a lot of some of the shenanigans I used to pull in college years ago. Brought back some wonderful memories. And I don't recommend this. I used to call an ambulance. I did this all the time my first couple of years of college. I used to call an ambulance. And when it arrived, I'd ask for a ride to the dry cleaners, wherever the hell I had to go. Ticked them off, but good. But 9 times out of 10, I got the ride. It was on their way back. I knew they had to go back to the hospital. We'd call ambulances, and when they pulled up, we'd ask if they wanted to sell the thing. Yeah, we'd offer to buy it. We'd offer them cash. Sometimes we'd call an ambulance, and when they showed up, we'd say, the guy didn't end up making it. He died, and we buried him already. We'd claim it's part of our religions. The dead need to be buried within minutes of death. Then we'd have a friend poke his head up from a pile of dirt and say, not quite dead yet. And we'd club him with an axe handle. Now, some days, an ambulance would pull up and we'd say, no, we ordered pizza. or we'd say, sorry to call you. Turns out the guy we thought was gravely ill was just extremely unattractive. We finally quit playing with ambulances when we reached our late 30s. Now we mess with cab drivers. They're a dime a dozen. But they have to be foreign-born. That's one rule. Foreign-born. We play the Pledge of Allegiance game. Do you know that one? All right. Where are we at here? Okay. Mishki here. Yeah. Mishki.